Episode 381, September 10th, 2018.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you punk?
The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
So Tawanda picked the Green Bay Packers in our Survivor pool, but somehow she's won twice, by the way.
Hey, Tawanda.
And if you don't know what a Survivor pool is, you have to pick one team each week that you think is going to win a game. And if they lose, you're out. The last man standing, the woman standing, wins. So she goes to bed last night. They're down 20 to nothing. And Aaron Rodgers appears to be dead, carted off. So I'm like, oh, sorry, babe. You know, it's my money, so she didn't really lose anything. But, of course, they came back. And Marcus Serta is a huge Chicago Bears fan. And I got to tell you, that was a rough loss.
That's one of the, I mean, Marcus, other than maybe a Super Bowl loss to the Colts, is there a worse loss that you can remember?
No. No, I mean, this was opportunity handed to them. They had such a great first half. The new guy, Mac, who was killing it.
Yeah.
You mean he had a sack, a fumble recovery, an interception return for a touchdown in the first half?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he checked off all the boxes. I mean, all of them. I mean, they were looking really good in the first half. And then, yeah, they let Aaron Rodgers come back like an injured animal and just, you know, tear through the second half.
The thing with being a sports fan is your imagination can run wild in a positive way, which gives you life. It's like you're at a point in that game, you're 20-0, you're thinking, we have a brand new coach. This guy has turned our team around. The quarterback that we drafted last year, he had a bad rookie year, but he's looking, he's got some life. We just traded for maybe the best defensive player.
And he's going
in the league,
crazy.
And he's having the greatest half a defensive player's ever had. We're dominating at Green Bay on Sunday night. We knocked Aaron Rodgers out of the game, maybe for the season. This is a new era, and then an hour later, it's the worst loss of your
life. They had to be 99% to win.
They were. Somebody said that on the radio. On the Fangraphs thing, the percentage, they were in the 99%.
With everything that you're saying.
98.7 or something.
Hey, can I tell you more football talk? Robbie's going to love it.
Yeah.
On air, okay, on the Ravens pregame, I predicted the Cleveland Browns to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, now, they didn't. They
so
tied
close.
Them, but I'm taking it because everyone in Cleveland was celebrating and everyone in Pittsburgh was trying to slit their wrists. I get credit for that.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
While we're on the topic of Joe's pregame show, do you recall a couple weeks ago during the preseason, Joe got pretty upset when he was accused of calling Kurt?
Yes.
Well, I got a good clip for you.
Let's bring in my partner now, Joe Robinson. What's going on with you, Joe?
What's going on, Keith? It seems like we're having the exact same conversation.
Whoa, Keith?
So,
I mean, right off the bat.
Kirk.
You knew I was going to call you Smokey Robinson later, so you figured you'd get it in quick.
Geez, preparing for later.
So I thought I told that story on the air. I didn't.
No.
So
maybe on 98 Rock you did.
Well, I said to Kirk, I said to him, I go, by the way, when Nick said, yeah, I called you Kurt, I listened back, I did not. I did not call you Kurt. I called you Kirk. So, and then literally the show starts and I call him Keith. I don't know what the fuck happened. It was crazy.
It's in your head.
Yeah. So now I'm literally like Kirk.
You got to give him a nickname. What's up, K-Man?
No, I could say Kirk.
I know, but yeah, now yeah. It's a thing. It's in your head.
At least all the names I'm accused of calling him start with K, although that's bad considering he's black. You know.
What? How did the your first real game, the first game of the season go?
Dude,
the
monsoon. I thought I was particularly good.
Good for you, man.
I did. We had interviews with Anquan Boldin and Dennis Pitta, and I fangirled Anquan Boldin. I was asking him a bunch of questions. Here's what I said. Tell me if this is a good question.
Anquan Boldin, a 15-year receiver in the league, a very French Hall of Famer, probably.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that he's a player, Robbie's gonna, real quick, Robbie, that was considered to be one of the top 10 receivers in the league. And as his skills diminished, he became a football player, and he just started mauling people, going over the middle. He basically adapted his game to a different style more suited to his playing ability, and he ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, a real fan favorite everywhere he played.
I told him right to his face, he's my favorite Raven of all time. I said, I'm not gonna fangirl you, but you're my favorite Raven of all time. But let me ask you a question. I said, they went out and they got three receivers, and it appeared to me that they were trying to create the exact same model that they won a Super Bowl with. John Brown, guy who can stretch the field like Torrey Smith, mm-hmm. you know, and then a possession guy like you, a guy that's willing to go over the middle but can make a big play sometimes, also guys willing to block in Crabtree, and, you know, a vocal guy, guys respected, blah, blah, blah. And he answered the question kind of glowingly, which I
nice.
Love. Yeah, yeah. And then I asked him who hit him the hardest, because I knew he got his jaw broken. I said, besides that, remember when he got
cheap shot? Still caught the ball, right?
Still caught the ball, cheap shot. He got his jaw broken. I said, other than that, who hit you the hardest? He goes, I don't remember this, but I remember who I hit the hardest.
Oh, good.
And he said, remember the 4th and 29 that Ray Rice converted in that Chargers game?
Yep.
It's one of the historic plays in Ravens history. They ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. He said he laid out Eric Weddle.
Who's a current Raven.
Who's a current Raven, yeah. So that was a cool story. And also, he was wearing a sweater, and it looked like Under Armour.
You know, the thing about that story, that kind of sums up Anquan Boldin. You ask him who hit him the hardest, he goes, you know what? How about this? Who I hit the hardest.
Exactly what he did. Yeah. Exactly what he did.
God,
yeah.
what a stud.
Oh, and he looks like a fucking superhero.
What's he doing now? Is he working in football at all? Or is he
I didn't
training?
Ask that. That would have been a good question maybe to ask.
Yeah.
But he played last year.
Yeah, so he's...
I mean, not... Yeah. I think he only played a game. He was with the Detroit Tigers for like a game
Lions.
And a half or something like that. Yeah, but I think he's just out of football, and he's got to be, what, 36, 37 years old, I'm thinking?
Easily.
Because he looks unbelievably great.
Could he take you?
Well, it's funny. His kids
He could take Katie from you.
You saw the picture, Ron. Yeah. Come on.
His wife and his kids were there. Kirk actually asked Kirk actually asked a really good question, because he said, look, if somebody opens up their wallet, would you be willing to, you know, jump back in? And now, of course, that would never happen, right?
Right.
They wouldn't open up their wallet. He would have to go make a team. But his wife was over there shaking her head, yes. Like, yeah, go get the money.
Get some more cash.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there
get
were two
million bucks.
There were two kids with him, and I assume they were his kids.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but one of them looked kind of tall and lean. You know, I was expecting some jacked, you know, kid. But no, just looked like regular kids.
So Tawana and I were watching some NFL show or something today. And she goes, who is that guy? They were talking about Darnold, the Jets. He's the youngest quarterback to start. And she goes, who is that guy quarterback who played for the Jets? And he, like, his wife had cancer or something. I'm like, the Jets? He goes, yeah. I'm like, when? What era? She goes, oh, like 10 years ago. Do you know who she's thinking of? Okay.
Oh, was it Kurt Warner?
No. But you're on the right track in that.
That it's not anywhere near.
Well, it's like, how about this?
Jim Kelly?
What if I tried to refer to Michael Jordan as that guy that played for the Wizards?
Oh, I see. I know who it was. It was Brett Favre.
Yes, Brett Favre. I'm like, that's okay. Yeah, famous New York Jet Brett Favre.
Who's that guard that played for the Wizards?
It's like, God. Okay. She goes, oh yeah, maybe it's because they're both in green. Okay.
Who's that old black guy that played for the Wizards?
Okay, so she's trying to learn. She's trying to learn about football. We're getting there. Baby steps. Speaking of Tawanda, she came to both murder mystery shows at Magoobie's Saturday night, and she was sitting up in the back in the sound area with Robbie, and boy, were they having quite the love affair, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, because what's Robbie's favorite movie of all time?
Back to the Future.
Which apparently is also Tawanda's, and they... I mean, this was, I'd never seen such chemistry between two people.
I referred to a guy who was wearing two ties.
What?
Tawanda. The guy was wearing two neckties. I said, Tawanda, you know why that guy's wearing two neckties? She goes, Back to the Future Part 2. I said, are you kidding me? How did you know that? She goes, because Back to the Future is my favorite movie. I said, Rob never told me that that's your favorite movie. He knows that's my favorite movie. And so she's telling me Back to the Future trivia, and I'm telling her Back to the Future trivia.
Is she answering it?
Yeah. She knows stuff that I don't know, and I know stuff that she doesn't know. Oh, we're having a good conversation.
Give me an example of something you didn't know.
She told me that Claudia Wells, who played Jennifer in the first movie, wasn't in the second movie, not because they wanted to recast it and give Elizabeth Shue, who's a better actress generally, the role. Claudia Wells, relatively unknown except for that movie. It was because Claudia Wells' mother was sick. I didn't know that.
See, I don't, how does she know this stuff? This is Tawanda. This is what she does. She'll say, hey, who was that guy that was in that movie? That's the question. That's how.
And now she knows
to get it. And now she knows all these little.
She knows the VIN number on the DeLorean.
Right.
And I told her that Crispin Glover wasn't in the second movie because they fired him, and she didn't know about that in the lawsuit.
Did you say Crispin Glover, or did you say the character's name? Because she's not good with actors' names and who they are. Although he has a pretty unusual name, so that's.
Yeah, I know. In fact, I said the guy who played George McFly, and then I later said Crispin Glover, and she said something back to me. She goes, and that guy's, what's his name again? And I said, Crispin Glover.
That's the Tawanda.
Danny Glover's son.
And she was helping out with the lights. You put her to work.
Yes, because, you know, the setup at McGoobies, it's really hard for me to hit the sound effect and reach over and hit the lights. And Joe sometimes comes up there and helps me with that, but he wasn't there that night. So she was sitting right there in the booth the whole time. So I said, do you mind? And she was a little nervous about it. At first, I said, it's one click of the mouse. It's very simple. And then I had the other guy, Justin Jones, on the other side doing the house lights around when people were reading their roles. It was fantastic. I never had so much help in the booth. I was so happy.
Well, it was two great shows.
By the way, real quick, David Koechner just called Rob.
Yeah, he did. I had to.
Do you want to pause and go call him back?
Yeah, call him right now.
Is that an important call?
No, just stay on mic and call him.
I'm not going to do that.
No, don't do that.
No, I will. I'll text him that because you know what we were. I texted him yesterday about his Chiefs big win. And
that's a huge win, by the way.
They look fantastic. And then he said, "Did you see that Aaron Rodgers commercial with?" His agent comes over, and he's with his, like, insurance agent. And
oh, I have
seen
that.
That's similar to the story that really happened to him. That is funny. So we were laughing about that.
So, one other thing. Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers are dating.
I didn't know that until last night.
Now, Danica Patrick is super hot, but I feel like he could get the most elite of the elite.
Yes.
Is she in that conversation?
No.
Maybe she has a great personality.
I mean, maybe there's something about she gets being in the public eye or something. I don't know.
Katie is way hotter than Danica Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's a celebrity, and he's going to be with a celebrity.
Yeah, he was with Olivia.
She's attractive. She's very cute.
No, she's good. I'm not actually, she's a troll. He was, but he'd been with Olivia Munn for like years.
Mm-hmm. She was hot. Did I tell you? I told you about Koechner watching the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, right?
No, tell me about that.
He said he had done something, some NFL-related thing, so he had tickets. It was the Seahawks versus the Broncos, or the Seahawks just crushed them. And he said he's in the suite with Aaron Rodgers, very nice guy. And he says that first series, you know, they had that safety. Aaron Rodgers says to him, this game's over. Seattle, they're just too fast on defense. They got no chance.
He knew it right away.
Yeah, he said he knew it right away. He also said that Rodgers said him, because he'll notice that the thing that Aaron said that, people do to him. They just come up to him. They just want to touch him just to get like they feel like his aura or something.
Seriously?
So they just have this desire just to grab him on the shoulder just to say like.
It's somehow, like Jesus trying to touch the hem of his garment.
He says it's weird. It happens all the time. There you go. Aaron Rodgers, first appearance on the Rob and Joe show. he left me a voicemail, but I did text him back and he said K. So anyway, so Eric Woodworth had another classic Eric moment. There's a moment in the show where he pours water on himself. And McGoobies is probably the biggest stage to perform on. But it's also the only stage at the very back. There's lights on the bottom, which means there's electricity. And, of course, that's where he poured the water on himself. So we were like, what are you doing? And Justin immediately walked up there and talked about that.
Ah, man, I missed it.
Can we talk about the sheer terror that I went through, Robbie?
Yeah.
So... Joe and Katie were at a wedding, which we talk about on the bonus show. Check it out, patrons, patreon.com. And so, therefore, Joe and Katie usually hand out all the roles before the show, and therefore...
And they're very good at it.
They're very excellent at it. As a matter of fact, I'm not good at it, and I think with the help of... We brought our friend Jen Wardrip, with the help of Jen and you, Robbie, and Tawanda. Collectively, I think we did a great job. It's by far the best...
Yeah.
Anytime I've had any role in handing out roles is the best.
Well, it also helps when there's... It really worked out. It also helps when there's 300-plus people there that you could choose. Yes. You know, you can basically...
Yes.
Nail it.
And it helps because it's an 80s theme show, and you can tell who's most into it by dressed up. So, anyway, the second show, we ran a little late, so the second show is starting late, and I am handing out the very last role. And I don't want to give too much away, but I said to this woman, and I'm a little desperate because we got to get started soon. I said, have you seen this TV show? She goes, yes, it's from the 80s. I said, did you like this character? And I said, I referenced this character. She goes, yes, I hated her. That's the role I'm trying to give her.
Right.
So I'm already feeling like maybe this isn't going to be the best casting. So I start to walk her through it. All of a sudden, the lights go pitch black. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of handing out this role. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Then the music that plays that says the show is starting. And by starting, it means me, Rob Mayer, is on mic speaking in 60 seconds. It started. So now the show is starting. So I don't have my outfit on, most of it's on, which is not as important. But there's a time capsule, and a stool that time capsule is sitting on needs to be on the stage.
Where is it right now?
It's in the green room.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know that. I just I don't know where it is. So I have to run to the green room to get my outfit, just a hat and glasses.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's already on stage. Yeah. By the way, I also haven't welcomed people, explained the team sheets.
Yeah.
Said what's going on, and get the murderer right, you win something. I haven't explained anything. And I'm rushing, so I walk on stage. By the way, I'm supposed to be old with a cane. So I'm carrying this thing, and I have a cane. So clearly I can walk fine. Not that I ever act like I can't. But so I put that on, and the people were like, I don't think they knew what was happening, because I pull out this time capsule, and then we pull out these albums, you know, that are classic, Thriller, Purple Rain, and everyone's always like, yay!
Yeah.
I get nothing, like, because they don't know what's happening yet. And usually we have a video. This little part ends, and then there's a five-minute video plays, at which point we go back in time. I don't want to give too much information. But because of there's no video screen, there's now a 40-second time. So I don't get that 5 minutes just to regroup. So I run off, I change, and I'm running back, and then we're into it. And it's happened so quickly. And I'm like, Robbie, what the hell happened?
Well, you came to me first, and you were mad, right? And, of course, Robbie, the version of the story that he tells is that we were 10 minutes late, and he was getting a lot of pressure from the manager. You need to start. You need to start. I will say this. Yes, Robbie, you're off the hook. That never would have happened. That shouldn't have happened. If you didn't see the thing up there on stage, you knew he couldn't. There's no way the show can start. So if somebody's saying start, say you need to let her know. I'll let Rob know. But if that thing isn't up on stage, there's no way to start the show.
Right.
You can't do it. So I have sympathy. I get it. It's hectic. You're stressed. You feel like, God, what happens if I tell the manager of Magoobies, no, I'm not going to start the show? Is there any repercussions? I get that. I'm not. I follow. But I would have been like, listen, all due respect, we can't start this show right now, but I will run down and let him know we got to start the show right away. That's probably what should have happened.
Oh, 100%. And if I had known, now I wasn't, I have to be honest, since I had two people up there with me, we weren't necessarily focused on the stage and realized that the time capsule wasn't up there yet. I thought, because Jen was helping out, I had just assumed that it was already there, and I didn't know Rob was still handing out a role. And if I had known all that at the time, I would have said, hold up, just give me a sec, and I would have run down.
Because
fortunately, at Magoobies, you know, that's the farthest I am away.
No, and I get that. Like I said, you're off the hook. I'm not trying to hold you to it. But what is weird is you usually don't mind telling anybody of authority to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, we're afraid of Robbie, and now Robbie's afraid of this woman.
Yeah, it's funny because Robbie would just go, hey, Robbie, you can't talk to, you know, people that way that we need to make sure we establish or maintain relationships with. Normally, we're trying to talk Robbie out of doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I always feel the most nervous at Magoobies.
Huh, interesting.
Why? Because that's...
Well, because they have the most neurotic person running the place. and the manager that night was on fire. And so I was a little bit nervous. And I also, I admit, I wasn't fully paying attention because I had Tawanda and this guy who I was conversing with, and we were kind of distracted a little bit. But then he gets that woman yelling in his ear over the headset, and he's like, "We got to start." I said, "Well," and he goes, "Seriously, we got to start. We got to start." I said, "Now?" He said, "Yeah, we got to start," like that.
So, okay.
Well, the thing is, Robbie, if I go on stage at that point and just make the announcement explaining how the show works,
mm-hmm.
to the staff, the show started.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have appeased them because they don't know.
Yeah.
So that would have looked like the show was starting. You're right. Now, also, to play this movie to the end, the show ended up being great, and it didn't matter. Well, I even mentioned this to someone at the wit's end, and she had no idea that anything. She didn't think anything weird at all.
It is weird you say that, because when the first thing you said to me was, "This is what happened," and you looked angry and stressed.
Well, because I had.
I know, but hear me out. So then I was watching the show, and everybody was cracking
yes,
up, and I
yes.
was like, "All right, well, I get that." By the way, I get what you're saying, because we're running the show; we're not just watching it.
Yeah.
So when you're running it and things don't go smoothly, that's, you know.
Oh, it
that's...
definitely affected the first 3-4 minutes, but that's it.
Did.
That's
it. It affected you specifically.
It did. I was flustered.
Well, I did the day before this murder mystery. I did stand up for, how many times do you think I've done stand up this year?
This might have been the second or third time.
It's the third time I did stand up this year.
You did a great job.
Rob made it a point to mention that you didn't go over your time.
Well, this is the thing about stand up is that, the reason that I don't pursue it more is because I'm not giving any time to it. Let me go back. I always thought that I could do stand up, but I was still finding my way. But Rob Mayer asked me to be on his CD release party at Wiseacres, which doesn't exist anymore.
My
do you
first
remember this?
CD, yes.
Right. And on the show, there was a lot of really, really,
it takes a village.
Really funny Thank people. You. Norm Wilkerson was on that show. Who else was? Andy Klein was on that show.
Yeah.
There was a lot of funny people on that show. And after that show, there was a waitress from the Improv. Do you remember who it was? I don't know who it was. But
oh, this is sounding familiar.
And she came up to Rob and she said, "That guy was the funniest guy." And it was me. And that's when I thought, all right, I can be really good at this.
Was it Melba?
I don't remember. It might have been. I don't remember exactly who it was.
Melba.
But that's the thing. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, you know what? I can be really good at this.
Yeah.
So that's when I started treating it very, very seriously. And I probably used to perform 3 or 4 days a week or whatever. And I really pursued it. And my life took different directions and I kind of had to give that up a couple times. And right now I really can't give any attention to that because of the murder mystery, because of the post game, because of the radio, and because of my day job, my kids, my fiance.
Yeah, there's no time.
I can't do stand up. But when I do it, I'm good at it.
You're very good at it.
And I forget that because I have some nerves and I also hate my own jokes. So I do miss it. There's nothing I can do about it, but I really, really appreciate being, first of all, given the opportunity, the fact that I don't do it anymore and Andrew lets me walk on stage and perform for 20 yeah. minutes. I appreciate that. But also, remembering how much fun it is to stand up there and make all those people laugh. And anyway, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here other than I really, really fucking loved Friday and getting to do 40 minutes of comedy in two sets, which I just don't get a chance to do. So.
And they were both great shows. Eric Woodworth emceed, then you, then Justin. And this was 90 minutes of just laughing the whole time.
So this is just gushing about something that's not necessarily interesting, but I'm just going to say two things and only take 60 seconds. First of all, to have a show that great, you have to have an MC because that's as good as Eric.
Yeah.
Because that's really a difference maker because half the time MCs aren't funny at all.
And they're awkward. It's just...
Well, that's the other thing. Just because you're the least funny person doesn't mean you're going to be able to MC. And, you know, Eric still does the thing where he's like, you know, all right, coming up is going to be blah, blah, blah. You ready for a good time or whatever? And they'll cheer and he goes, "I can't hear you." They all do that.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
And Eric does it. It doesn't seem awkward. He's fucking hilarious. And he also is really good at building the energy. So that made it so much easier for me to walk up, having not been on stage in 5 months, and just act like nothing had ever changed. Now, so Eric was fucking awesome. But I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'll be done kissing ass. Justin Schlegel, that night, he's as funny as anybody I've ever seen. I mean,
it was
anybody I've ever seen. I'm talking about Dave Chappelle. I'm talking about Louis C.K. before he jerked off in front of girls. Chris Rock. Friday night, the late show, when he didn't tell a joke for the first, whatever, 25 minutes or whatever, and he was just shitting on that kid. He's a fucking genius. We have him in our murder mystery. It's a fucking privilege to have him in that. But, you know, the best thing that ever happened to my comedy career was his failure in L.A. I have no idea how it happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't. I don't know how he didn't make it. But that sucks for him.
Yeah.
But the murder mystery, it couldn't be what it is right now without his greatness. And it's just a privilege to have him in it. All right. That's enough. I don't need to kiss anybody's ass anymore. But, yeah.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about my big double date with Eric and his wife. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine, you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, so don't miss it.
Next performance, September 18th
at Ramsett On Stage in Annapolis. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Aunt Mom went to the ocean for 5 days. Ask Rob to send Tawanda over to keep me company until she gets back. Whatever happened to the girl that faked cancer? Episode 191. That's a great question.
She died of cancer.
If you can't see her butthole and vagina, I don't want to say that you can't.
No.
This is a serious question.
Can you write it in chat? Old guy in glasses, Donald ducking with a wolf shirt on.
Yes.
I don't want to see Katie get plowed by some other dude.
What if Katie had to have sex with the woman and you had to have sex with the guy?
What?
Oh, then yes. Oh, I realized I got to fuck a guy.
I would watch Justin and Lindy have sex in a heartbeat.
Eric and his wife?
Yeah, Eric and his wife in a heartbeat.
You sound excited about
good
this.
God,
in a
calm
heartbeat.
Down over there. Does Tawanda like oral sex? Anal? Wow.
She's not looking for me to propose to her. We're just trying to enjoy each other's company.
Man, I wouldn't get away with that. I'm just kidding. Oh, I love you. I can't wait to be married to you. Katie's over there just staring daggers through me right now.
You think that surprises me at all?
Right. I fucked my life up.
You're going to meet a guy. The kids have graduated. They're out of the house. He and the wife realized that was keeping them together, and they separated.
He sounds nice.
He does.
I need to drink more kale smoothies.
Hashtag me too.
Joe uses what he learned in constitutional law to screw over the government. That's not a question.
First of all, the regulars isn't my project. So he thinks this show is horrible. Is my project.
The Robin Joe
Does he think? Does he think the murder mystery is horrible? Does he think my stand-up is horrible? Those are my projects. Name the projects that you think are horrible and tell me why. He can't do it.
I don't want Pittsburgh to be there anymore. No offense, right. Jim Amato.
Can we just do an hour of that?
No, I'm not interested in that.
I love it.
God, they're so good.
It's so good.
Hey, that wasn't Jim Amato.
That was you?
I copied his style.
Oh, that's good, man.
Hey,
it's really
excellent
good.
Job. I give you both credit. Hey, can I give credit to Jim Amato for the ad that I heard today on TMOS promoting our murder mystery officially announced in Vegas November 3rd?
I'll be playing that next break.
Okay. So, that is announced. It's official. Justin will be there. Robbie, Eric, pretty much everybody for the most part. Also in the show will be Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of TMOS people. But, hey, our Rob and Joe Show people can go, too. And just that aren't necessarily – there are fans first. You guys can represent as well.
Well, people are definitely going to want to meet Tawanda and Katie.
Absolutely.
They're definitely going to want to meet me and you. And here's the thing I guess I should tell. I'm going to have to leave either at the very end immediately or maybe a little before because I have to fly back. My flight, I think, is at 11:46.
Yeah.
And then I have to fly back to the United States or wherever we fucking live. It's the furthest away you can be in 2 points.
It's Maryland is where we live.
That's it. And I have to be on the air at 10 a.m.
It's going to be a long weekend for
you. Am I risking it here?
Nah. You'll make it.
I'm going to tell, I'm going to have to tell Rick, the program director of 98 Rock, here's what I'm doing. I'll get rest. I'll rest all the way. I'll have prep, but there's a, you know, a 1 in 20 chance that there could be an issue.
Well, once you know you've taken off, you're pretty much fine at that point.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah. You'll make it. I have no ability to promise you that, but I'm just saying it, so I can't control it.
It's a direct flight. You've improved your chances greatly.
So Eric wanted to have a double date, so his wife, who we won't name because she listens and doesn't want her name out there. We should give her a nickname.
Yeah.
Like Scott does with his wife on the morning.
And Justin does, too. He calls her Buck.
What should we call Eric's wife?
Chloe.
Jeremy.
She will not like that.
Jeremette.
How can we call her? Erica.
That's fine. Sure.
So Erica Woodworth, wife of Eric Woodworth. So he wanted her and Tawana to meet and hit it off, and that would help, you know, when she goes to Vegas. And so, by the way, you and Katie were not invited.
Yeah, no, I said something about it.
Yeah. So it's funny. He recommended this restaurant, which they also have an open mic at downstairs.
So you guys could do the open mic?
Right. When you recommend to go to a restaurant, would you think that you would have ate there before?
If you're recommending it?
Yeah. You threw it out there as the plan.
You would think so, yeah. Sure.
Well, he said, no, I've only drank here.
They have great drinks.
Yeah, so beer. So anyway, we had a good time. We had a really good time. But after the open mic happened, we go downstairs for that. And
did you guys perform?
Yeah, Eric went first, I went second. We did well. And, well, I thought we both did well. So Eric and Erica go to, which is, they're going to the bathroom, obviously, but I make it. Tawana's like, where did they go? I joke. They say they went to have sex. So then they come back, and Tawanda asks Eric's wife, she goes, so I heard you guys are going to have sex. She goes, oh, yeah, watching Eric bomb really turns me on.
That's pretty fucking hilarious.
And then at Magoobie's, because she came to the Friday show, she was telling Justin, like, Tawanda, she's, like, really hot, like, really hot. Like, what is she doing with Rob?
Damn.
I know.
So we played, we've talked about Quiplash on here, and Woodworth came over and played that. Oh, jeez. Cut that out. Sorry. Sorry about that. Make sure you beep that, Robbie. Erica came over and played that game, and she won a couple rounds, and most of her winning answers were shots at me.
So, she's good at it.
Yeah, she is good at it.
Well, here's a shot at Eric, but not from her. So Eric, in between shows at Magoobie's, I'm talking to Andrew, the owner, in the green room, and Eric walks in. He goes, hey, Andrew, did you see my set? And Andrew goes, yeah, you were great. I think I should start featuring you. He's like, oh, man, cool, thanks. Andrew's like, I'm kidding. I didn't watch your set. But he legitimately believed him and was excited and happy.
Oh, that is so fucking hilarious.
I felt bad for him, but it was too funny.
It was too good. It was too good. By the way, Eric is good enough. He should be featuring.
No, absolutely.
Should be featuring.
Yeah. And then Andrew, he said something smart because Eric was like, Andrew said, I'll watch The Late Show. He's like, oh, The Late Show's not as good. And he's like, Eric, I don't need to. I can tell if you're funny or not. I don't need to. If the crowd's laughing, I know it's a bad crowd. You don't have to do well necessarily. I can tell if your jokes are good and you can do the job. Which, I want to believe that.
Did he watch it? By the way, that's hard to do.
Probably not.
That's harder to do than you think.
I don't know if he watched it, but.
Well, your job is to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, your job, it's, I've told this story before, but I was with, I was featuring for Kevin Brennan. Mm-hmm. And my, and the MC was Donnie Sengstack. Now, Donnie Sengstack, we mentioned him on here before.
Stuttering comedian.
He's a stuttering comedian, so he's already stuttering. He looks like he's about 16 years old, mm-hmm. and he's really funny.
Yes.
So he really it can't bomb.
No.
And I'm listening to it, and he's bombing. And I'm like, I'm fucked. And, of course, I then went up there and did not do well. Luckily, that was a Thursday night show. And the next day, I was on the air with Kevin Brennan, and he's like, nah, I bombed too. So everybody bombed. So that I didn't feel so bad.
I want to ask you this, Joe. Katie, huge Ravens fan. I think they have season tickets from the family. she went to the game Sunday, and it's, you know, pouring rain. And I'm thinking, there's a point in my life where I would, you know, as a Redskins fan, I would go to a game in the rain and just rough it and be okay with it. But those days are gone, and I'm thinking, you would never do that.
No. Dude, I was in a skybox, and I didn't even stay for the game.
So, like, is that, like, because she's fine with it, apparently. I mean,
well,
I would just...
it's opening day. It's a big event, you know, where family goes. You know, they tailgate, they put up a tent. So it is it's a much bigger deal. So I've said this before. I don't love live football. I don't love it. I'd much rather watch football on my television.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I'd rather watch baseball. I'd rather watch hockey. I'd rather watch college basketball. I'd rather watch, NBA basketball. I'd rather watch all those in person.
The tailgate, that I could get behind, but that's a different thing. That's not watching the game.
Well, my friends who have Maryland season tickets, they tailgate, and I used to just go to the tailgate and leave.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Watch Maryland play football.
Well, a lot of times we would go to a sports bar, Looney's, and we'd watch, you know, all the games are on. And I thought about doing that this year, this Sunday, opening day. I was like, you know what? For $10 a month, I'll get Red Zone on my TV.
Well, I was
bummed. And I just sit in my house.
Because that's fine, but I need some back and forth texting, and it was silent. But I guess you guys were on your other text with Tim.
Oh, yeah. Tim was pissing me off with his texts.
So you blocked
him. Did you want
a
text back and forth?
I definitely want. I sent you guys a couple texts.
All right. Next week. I mean, I'm actually getting a... I'm leaving. I'm going to be in Iowa this coming week. Thursday to Sunday with Koechner. I'm leaving at 6:30 a.m. so I could get back in time to watch football. So that's my dedication.
No kidding.
The Redskins won, so I'll be excited for at least another week.
I didn't even know there were flights at 6:30 a.m.
There are, man. It's not nonstop, but I'm probably going to be regretting that once I'm out drinking till 2 a.m.
It's a long flight, I'll bet.
Well, I have to stop somewhere. It's an hour. Yeah, it's going to suck. I get here at like 11:30 or 12, so I won't miss anything. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap this thing up. Rob and Joe Show.
Las Vegas has it all. Lights, gambling, big-time action, and on November 3rd, murder. More Broadcasting and Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s, an interactive live comedy whodunit that goes back in time. Saturday, November 3rd at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos Corporate Center. Starring 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Eric Woodworth, Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, special guest star Mike O'Mara, and you. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com and at DieLaughingProductions.com. That's Back to the 80s. Saturday, November 3rd at 8 o'clock in the Zappos Corporate Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Murder has never been this funny.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Murder, baby. Hey, man, this is, you know, we've done this around the world, but we've never really gotten much out of the East Coast, the U.S., and now we're going to get Las Vegas on the checklist.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the furthest west we've gone before this.
We've really gone west.
If there's anything west.
Westminster.
We haven't done it there.
We haven't done Westminster. Yeah. We've gone east, more east. We've done East End. We've done Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
And we've gone up to Albany and Syracuse.
Richmond, yeah.
So are you excited, Rami, about hitting buffets with Justin Schlegel?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the whole trip. I'm most nervous about the show.
Oh, God.
Oh, geez. I've already talked to Oscar. He's going to get me the information for the guy to do the tech stuff. I understand. I want to get that ASAP, and I'll remind him again here.
From what I can tell, it's a beautiful theater. It's pretty new, and it looks like they've got pretty state-of-the-art setup there. So I don't think that we're going to have any trouble, but of course I'll feel much more comfortable after I've talked to somebody.
Yeah, I've seen screens or giant TVs, flat
screens. Clearly
they
have video capability. I'm not worried about it.
They have no sound. That's the weird thing.
They don't?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm like, geez. That's pretty convincing.
We'll make it work. I'm seeing a lot of people on the fan club talking about dressing up and changing their hair.
No, that's going
to
be awesome.
Really going for it. So we should probably give a little something special to the best dressed.
Hey, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll come
and I
something.
Think there was a record number of people dressed up in 80s outfits on Saturday, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, I felt bad because the team that ended up winning, their team name was We Dressed Up and Why Didn't You Guys? You Suck. And I thought they were talking about us, the cast. Like, we dressed up? Really, they were talking about the other cast member, the other audience members.
So, hey, I know I've been critical of Robbie with his DJ lines. This is his first. Is this the first Back to the 80s since then, since we talked about that on here?
It is.
How'd he do?
Well, I mean, he sounded like
nothing was different.
Nothing was different, but I don't think the audience picks up that he sounds as awkward as you think he sounds when I think about it. And Robbie, by the way, the music, there was no B-side Air Supply songs.
No.
No. I kept an eye on the playlist.
Yeah. No, it was the very beginning of the show, the wireless mic, the batteries went dead and Justin had to like do an ad lib and he made it funny. I just wished that there was batteries in this thing, and then they went and fixed it. It was no big deal. It actually got a laugh. But other than that, it was pretty much a seamless show, other than the aforementioned show starting while I was not ready. but our next show is we're back in Annapolis on the 18th. That's Tuesday night, the Newly Dead game, one of our original murder mysteries, the second one we've ever done, your favorite one.
Mine and Katie's favorite one.
Well, hello there. So it's Tuesday night. You know, it's harder for us to fill that room because that's the night we get. So if you're in the area in Annapolis, Ramsed on stage, right there on West Street, right? Main Street, right downtown. Street.
Yeah, we need to sell some tickets to this. For some reason, and again, we just had 500 and something people see it at Magoobies.
600 and something.
600 and something see it at Magoobies, and we have, I think it's 59 tickets sold at the Rams Head.
So we'd like to double that.
Yes, of course. You know, but it should be way more. I'm not sure what that is, the draw there, but
it is a great show.
It's a great venue.
And it's a great venue to see the show in.
Yeah, come out and see us.
Have you guys ever been to Iowa?
No, I bet I never go to Iowa in my whole life. I bet I never go there.
Okay.
There'd be no reason.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Were you playing the Boise Funny Bone?
Boise's Idaho.
Zidaho?
Boise is in Idaho.
What did I say?
Des Moines.
Didn't you say Boise?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Oh, you're Iowa. Iowa. I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry about that.
I'm going to Des Moines.
Yeah. All right. The Des Moines Funny Bone?
I believe it is the Funny Bone, yes.
I guess.
And then I'm going. We're supposed to go to Portland too in November.
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Oregon.
Yes, I'm aware.
No, it could have been Maine.
There is a Portland, Maine.
Yeah, and I believe there's also I got a Michigan coming up next year.
All with David Koechner.
Yep, Omaha. How about that? In January.
Hey, what happened to Tiffany Haddish?
She's her Netflix special is supposed to come out in the beginning of 2019, so she'll be touring soon. There's no dates listed, but I'm about to reach out to them, actually.
She's making major motion pictures, so it's probably hard for her to get on stage to do stand-up.
Well, I know all summer she was shooting things. She was in New York all summer, but she's going to need to tour to get ready for the Netflix special, so that she will tour again.
And then it's you? You get the call?
I hope so. I mean, I have no reason to think I wouldn't be at least on some of them. So,
Rob, quick question.
Yeah, quick answer.
So David Koechner and Tiffany Haddish both reach out to you simultaneously to do a gig the same exact night. Who do you pick?
Well, I mean, by the nature of Tiffany's shows and the theater she's doing, it's one night is a lot more money.
Okay. What if it's David Koechner in Baltimore and her in Mexico?
Well, it's all about the money, right?
Yeah. I mean, by the way, Koechner, I think, is going to be in Baltimore at Magoobies in February.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be opening for him.
Maybe. maybe he can come over to the house here, Joe, and get on the podcast.
Sweet.
Does David Koechner know that you'll pick Haddish over him?
He knows that Koechner's a guy with 5 kids and a wife. He knows it's all about the dollar.
Okay.
I'm not. Well, hopefully I won't have to make that decision. Actually, hopefully I will.
Yeah, it's good hopefully to be you will. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'd pick either one over the Rob and Joe show.
Yeah, I guess Tommy Davidson isn't even hitting the radar anymore.
He's still. I talked to him on text a little bit recently. Oh, look, he just... Oh, Koechner just emailed me about some other dates.
Sweet, where are you going?
Okay, Portland, we'd already discussed, and then...
Long email. Jeez, like a Gramp story.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Party City.
Yep, November 30 to December 2nd.
Hey, that's my birthday.
All right.
You're not going to be able to take that gig.
Yep, I can take it.
Doesn't somebody have a birthday coming up this week also?
Maybe. And then, Virginia Beach, December 14 to 16.
Is Rob's birthday coming up?
Do you know whose birthday is this Wednesday, Joe?
No, whose is it?
Tommy's is Thursday. I know that.
It's Rob Mayer's birthday?
It is.
He doesn't. Yeah. That's not hard. That's not easy to know. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk about that. He's not Dan Nine and Nining it, but he doesn't let anybody know when his birthday is.
Well, I don't know. If somebody asks me, I'll tell them. I just don't broadcast it.
It's right, but when you sign up for Facebook, you can put your birthday in there. You've chose not to do that.
Yes, because I don't want people sending me messages all day, and then I have to read them, and that doesn't sound...
and like
I have
them.
To respond to them and like them. It sounds like the worst thing that I would want to do on my birthday. Not that I really want... I have no plan, so it's not that I want to do anything necessarily. But I know that I don't want to do that. Because I feel that if they say something funny, I feel like I have to say something funny back. It seems like a... I know people don't do that. At the end of the day, they just say thank you all for the wishes. And that's the standard operating procedure. But I just... I don't mention it. But now that it's out, I'm sure I'll get a lot of them. Thanks, Ryan.
You got any special plans?
Right now I have no plans. I'm flying out Thursday. That's all I know.
Tawana doesn't have anything. She doesn't have anything planned.
I mean, I guess dinner, but we haven't talked about it. So
she's planning a surprise party.
No, she knows not.
What
to
about?
Do that.
Will you get any sex acts? Sex acts.
Yeah, if I ask, sure.
Snatch, yeah. Hunt, pussy. All right, thanks. No, but that's not just on the table. Butthole and vagina.
No, I don't think there's anything extra that. I mean, I think it's always on the table. So
no, I got I that, think... but normally. There are certain things that you get regularly, right? Then there's certain things you get not as regularly, and then there's certain things you don't hardly ever get except for some crazy hotel sex or birthdays, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. There's not a lot that I really want, so.
You don't?
No, I mean, how many different things are there?
Well, let me think. There's missionary.
But those are all... There's not that many different things that you can do in the bedroom.
Oh, there's a lot. You could tie somebody up and beat the hell out of them. You can,
it's funny. I worked with Oh, that reminds me of a Sonny Fuller story. Sonny Fuller is a guy, very funny comic in Baltimore, also always dates black women. And he says, "So are you, me and the girl, man, you do the whip stuff?" I'm like, "I don't think I can whip Tawanda. She's black." He goes, "Never stopped me before."
Yeah, he only dates black girls as well, right?
He also said, and I'm not changing the subject. We can get back to this because I know you want to. But so the new talent night was, I headlined that Thursday. And it's if you bring five people, they put you on. It's not the best of lineups. So Sonny MCs, and there's this guy shows up. You have to bring five people to
get on,
be able to perform and win. So this guy's only got two. And he's like, "Come on, man." And Sonny's like, "All right, you can do 3 minutes, but you can't be eligible to win the contest." He goes, "Okay, man, I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna get them laughing. They're gonna love me." And I'm like, "There's no chance they're gonna love you." He's wearing shorts and a hat. So he goes up, and he sounds like yeah. So there, store that you can't understand anything he's saying. Every third word. And Sonny's like, "I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying either." And so he gets. By the way, this is a very friendly crowd. They're supportive. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10, they're laughing all the time. 1, they're laughing.
Complete silence.
I'll give him a 2.
Okay.
He
so
gets
it's
off,
the beginning of some
right,
chuckles.
Exactly. And it's closer to 1 than 3. So Sonny says, when he gets off, I'm going to go up there and just go, jabba blah blah blah. So Sonny goes up there. He does it for like 20 seconds, which is a long time. Dab, dib, dab, dab. It's 10 times that, okay? And by the way, it gets laughs the whole time. Then this guy comes over. He goes, that was funny. Now I learned, I got to slow down. But hey, I got him, didn't I? They love me. And we're like, no, you got nothing. So anyway, okay. So am I expecting anything? No. for any special thing. I don't like a fuss being made about me. So
yeah, but I want to get. I want to put my penis in a mouth.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be because of something that I'm getting.
Hey, that's definitely going to be a drop. I probably shouldn't have said that. I gotta be. That's the thing. I got to be careful because it's going to make its way. Whatever.
I don't like. I don't need no lingerie. Just relax. I don't need.
I'm not a big lingerie guy either. Yeah. Just take your clothes off. Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, I don't need you. The dance of the seven veils. Right. I don't need that shit.
I don't need any showmanship. Okay. So as of now, I believe there's no plans. I mean, I'm sure we'll probably go to dinner or something. All right. Well, hey, that's the show. Definitely again, Annapolis on the 18th, a week from a week from tomorrow, but you know the date. Tuesday, the newly dead game, 8 p.m. right there at the Annapolis Rams Head on stage, and again, Vegas, November 3rd. If you're in Iowa, I'll be there this weekend. Check me out with Keckner. Until then, see you guys.
Hey, what about me? I got things to promote. All right, later.